Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Steelmatic India Limited earnings conference call for the financial year ended 31st March 2026. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. Statutory notice: all content on this earnings call is for informational purpose of a general nature only and does not address any circumstances of any particular individual or entity. Do not construe any such information or material as legal, tax, investment, financial, professional, or any other advice. Content on this earnings call does not represent or constitute any solicitation, inducement, recommendation, endorsement, or offer by Steelmatic. Any information, materials, statements, and data set out herein is subject to change any time without notice, and as such, no reliance must be placed on fairness, accuracy, completeness, or correctness of any information and materials contained on this earnings call. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Umar Balwa, Managing Director of Steelmatic India Limited. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Balwa.
Thank you, Renju, for the introduction. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to our seventh earnings conference call. We truly appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedules to join us today. I would also like to thank our shareholders, investors, and the analyst community for your continued interest in Steelmatic. Since this is the seventh call, extensive data about our journey in the mechanical seals business is already available on the BSE website and on our social media channels. Therefore, I will keep my opening remarks brief so we can maximize our time for your questions. Steelmatic succeeded in increasing its turnover by around 2% on a yearly basis. Though the margins have come under pressure and has resulted in an EBITDA of around 17% for this year as compared to the previous year of 24%. This shall be enumerated later on during this earnings call. The market is volatile because of the current geopolitical situation, but that volatility is where Steelmatic has always excelled because we don't just sell products, we sell reliable engineered sealing solutions, which in turn give positive outcomes to our customers. Despite the strong headwinds due to the changing geo and eco-political climate globally, the demand for mechanical seals, especially Steelmatic products, is stable and is being driven by markets in India, Europe, Middle East, North America, and other regions globally. FY 2026 has been a year of resilience and innovation. We are focused on our goal to become one of the 10 global sealing technology company. A special thank you to our seal magicians for their incredible dedication guiding us through this period of turbulence. FY 2026 brought significant challenges from geopolitical instability and economic headwinds. Despite that, we have achieved new heights in customer satisfaction and technical innovation. Our focus remains steadfast on delivering intelligent, high-quality sealing solutions. Despite intense competition, we continue to stand tall by adhering to global standards. We have created a very strong identity, the Seal Magicians. This is unique in the industry and has fostered a sense of pride and collective identity at our company. Global standing. We are consistently reinforcing our mission to become one of the top 10 global sealing technology company. Breaking the box. Reiterating our significant signature policy, do not think outside the box, break the box. Recent milestone, achieving ISO 38342 certification for welding processes in addition to the 15 prestigious quality certifications that we already have. Securing major orders for Kalahari-class submarine, critical power projects for 660 MW and 800 MW in the thermal power industry, oil and gas applications in India and Middle East, and host of other remarkable orders. Our focus both today and for the midterm is to align Steelmatic's legacy with our aggressive vision of 2030. We have created a robust strategy to capture a substantial market share of the oil and gas sector's demand for API sales in India and the Middle East. We're actively expanding our global footprint with established sales and service centers now operating across India, Middle East, and through partners in Europe, USA, and South America. As we move forward, our growth will be rooted in consolidation, integration, and immense value creation. We are investing in our future, as shown by the expansion of our third manufacturing unit. I'm confident that we'll continue to lead with sincerity, integrity, setting new benchmarks. At Steelmatic, we have provided to our field magicians the needed tools, the support, and the vision to succeed. Our motto is, "If there is a barrier, we break it, and if there is an opportunity, we seize it." I would like to extend great appreciation and thanks to our shareholders for all of their support and to our employees, customers, and partners, without whom none of our achievements would be possible. I will now hand it over to my colleague, Feroze Chaudhary, for a brief overview on sales and marketing, followed by Mr. Ratan Kandare, who is our CFO, to share vital details about the half year that went by. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Myself, Feroze Chaudhary. I am pleased to inform that Steelmatic continues to strengthen its position as a global sealing technology company. Our growing global footprint is also reflected on our revenue composition. During financial year 2025-26, 54.36% of our revenue was generated through exports, while 45.64% were contributed by the domestic market, hence reflecting our balanced growth strategy across global and local markets. Within the export business, distributors remained our largest channel, contributing 40.29 crore, followed by OEM sales of 14.5 crore, of which 8.3 crore was for API sales project, in which 45 crore were single sales and 76 crore were double sales, and 6.2 crore was from our regular OEM business. End user contributed around 1 crore. In the domestic market, OEM sales contributed 36.25 crore. Out of this, around 11.2 crore was for API sales projects, in which about 322 crore were single sales and 142 crore were double sales, and around 25.05 crore was for non-API sales, while end user contributed 11.26 crore. Together, this figure reflects the continued trust that customers place in our products and services across both domestic and international markets. Over the past year, Steelmatic has significantly expanded its international presence through active participation in some of the world's most important industry exhibitions and technical forums. Our team proudly represented Steelmatic at NACTEGAS in Moscow, Mine Exchange in Utah, Iran Oil and Gas Show in Tehran, Oman Petroleum Show in Muscat, Defense Technology Exhibition in Chennai, Turbo Machinery and Pumps Symposia in Houston, ROTIC in Dubai, WEFTEC in Chicago, PCB Expo in Moscow, Qatar LNG Show in Doha, Chemtech in Mumbai, India Energy Week in Goa, and ADIPEC in Abu Dhabi. Total 14 exhibition in the last financial year, and thus has costed the company 5 crore. One of the most encouraging developments during the year has been our success in securing and executing a significant number of critical API mechanical seal order across the Middle East. As of today, we have successfully secured and are executing approximately 916 critical API seals for projects in UAE, Saudi, Oman, Kuwait, Iraq. Out of this, 686 mechanical seals have been supplied, while around 230 seals are currently under execution. These seals are strategically supplied during the project execution stage at highly subsidized price levels, even below the cost of raw materials, which enables us to establish a strong installed base and references with leading end users. This has costed the company 8 crore. These projects are particularly important because they represent far more than a one-time equipment supply opportunity. Once commissioned, the installed Sealmatic seals create recurring and profitable aftermarket business throughout the operational life of the equipment, which generally extends beyond 35 years. This creates a sustainable revenue stream and establishes Sealmatic as a long-term technology partner rather than simply a product supplier. We continue to work closely with some of the world's most respected end users, including ADNOC, KNPC, PDO, OQ, and ROO, while maintaining strong relationship with leading OEMs such as KSB, Sulzer, Sundyne, Ibarra, Ruhr Pumpen. In addition, we actively collaborate with major EPC contractors including Saipem, Mer Technimont, Worley, Wood Group, PEG, and several other prestigious organizations involved in large-scale energy and industrial projects. Our vision for the future is in one simple philosophy, that is, stop selling output and start selling outcomes. We are selling reliability to highly complex process plant, expertise that solves our customers' toughest sealing problems. Most importantly, we are building partnership that lasts decades and not for quarters. As we move into the next phase of our journey, we remain committed to creating sustainable value for our shareholders, employees and customers. On behalf of entire Sealmatic team, I thank all our shareholders for their continued trust, confidence and support. The future remains exciting and we look forward to achieving even more greater milestones together. Thank you very much. I now hand it over to my colleague Mr. Ratan Kandare, who is our CFO.
Thank you, Feroz. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us today. I am pleased to present the financial performance of Sealmatic India Limited for the financial year ended 31st March 2026. FY25-26 has been another year of steady progress for the company. Despite a dynamic business environment and the industry challenges, we have maintained our growth while preserving the reasonable profitability and operational efficiency. Let me take you through the key financial highlight of the year. Our sales turnover for the FY25-26 stood at 103 crore compared to the previous year of 101 crore, reflecting a growth of 2% year on year. While the growth in revenue has been moderate, it demonstrates the resilience of our business model and the trust our customer continue to place in Sealmatic's products and solutions. Moving to the profitability, we achieved a profit before tax of 14 crore during the FY25-26. This represents approximately 14% of our total revenue, which is in line with the profitability. Maintaining this margin in a competitive and challenging environment reflects our disciplined approach towards the cost management, operational efficiency and value creation. Further, our EBITDA for the year stood at 18.138 crore, transmitting into the EBITDA margin of 17.36% of total revenue. This EBITDA performance highlights the effectiveness of our operational strategy and our continued focus on the productivity, process optimization and the efficient resources utilization. As we move into the FY26-27, our focus remains on deriving the profitability, growth, strategy and the market presence, expanding our customer base and enhancing the operational excellence. We remain committed to deliver innovative solutions, maintaining financial disciplines and creating long-term value for all our stakeholders. Thank you.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Pothi Reddy, Srinivasa Reddy, with Srinivasa Neo Markets. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Very good evening, sir. And congratulations to the team. Sir, my first question is, sir, am I audible, sir?
Yes, not very audible, but will manage to decipher what you're trying to convey. Please continue.
Yes, sir. Sir, in your June 2025 call, sir, you had mentioned you had supplied roughly 490 APS deals across GCC, sir, like Dubai, Kuwait and all. And you have guided the replacement revenue of around 15 crores would start from FY27. Most probably from the beginning of April 2027. Sir,
yes.
What is the progress, like, you know, sir?
Please continue.
Sir, out of all 490 plus deals you have supplied in 2025, how many are actually commissioned and physically running at the end user site, sir, today?
I'll let Firoz answer this question. Probably you missed it in Firoz's deliberation. Probably he'll again reiterate and let you know.
So, Mr. Reddy, we have executed around 916 critical API seals in projects in UAE, Saudi, Oman, Kuwait and Iraq. And out of this, 686 mechanical seals have been supplied, while around 230 seals are under execution.
Okay, sir. Sir, and you had mentioned replacement is roughly 75% of the new seal cost. Sir, can I know the like actual our gross margin on the replacement versus the subsidized project sale, sir?
As I think communicated many times in our earning calls, our gross margins for this post-paid seals, which we call them as spare part business, would be around 80%.
Okay, sir. Sir, just one final question, sir.
Yes, yes.
Like earlier calls, you had mentioned like, you know, sir, Chandragupta Maurya Golden Period had started from FY27 with nuclear and naval as key pillars. With the Shanti Act out as now passed, and you know, sir, the Bharat Small Modular Reactor bids are approaching, and you being the only Indian company on BHEL's nuclear approval vendor list, sir, are you actually quoting any nuclear steel packages right now, sir?
Yes, we are actively quoting for nuclear applications for the new expansion for Kudankulam, which is in Tamil Nadu. And also we are actively liaising with BHEL and other nuclear pump companies globally as well as in India. So this project do take a lot of time. So right from the time of submitting our offer, it would take about 2 to 3 years to finally receive the order and another 2 years to complete that order and maybe another 1 or 2 years for the final installation and commissioning. So that is the process of this business of nuclear. But I'll come to the larger portion of our business, which is oil and gas and refinery, which Firoz has already mentioned that we have secured order for 916 API mechanical seals, out of which 700 approximately have been supplied and 200 are under execution. So this Chandragupta Maurya period is still very much in the horizon. Unfortunately, due to the geopolitical situation in the Middle East, the commissioning has got deferred by say about 6 or 9 months, and we are very confident that once this turbulence in Middle East will settle, all the commissioning will start appearing.
So like how much do we expect on the revenue growth and EBITDA side, sir? Like for FY27?
On the EBITDA, I've just mentioned it that it would be 80% of the gross margin. So if this starts, say, I'm not very sure about this year how many spare part business would kick in, but say with effect from 1st April 2027, all these 700 seals which we have supplied so far would get commissioned and the recurring business would start. For this year, I don't know. I am not able to give you an accurate picture because of the situation that exists in the Middle East.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much for it.
You're welcome.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you must press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Parth, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Sir, just quick question, follow-up question on that. Out of that 686 fields, do you have any sense of how many of them have been commissioned, like a ballpark number? Is it 30%, 40%? How much of that is commissioned in the Middle East out of that 686?
I would say out of the 686 fields, some would be lying with the OEM in India, and they would be under transit from India to the Middle East. And most of these fields, the larger chunk has gone to UAE, that is Abu Dhabi, and a smaller portion has gone to Iraq for the Rumaila operating operations. So when we talk about 686 fields, I would say 20% would be now in the stage of commissioning, though at a very slow pace, but the balance, 70% out of the 686 fields would start get commissioning once this situation settles down, and which we feel by talking to various people at the end user level, that very soon they would be starting to commission the fields that have been supplied.
Got it. Got it. And do you think this situation in the long run, because I think there are more projects also coming in because of this situation. So in a way, in the long run, this may in fact act as a, this unfortunate thing may in fact act as a tailwind for you?
Yes, I mean, I'm of the philosophy that every adversity has some kind of an opportunity. I mean, though it is very sad that this war has broken out and there's a lot of destruction, but that destruction has to be reconstructed, and in that reconstruction, many pumps would be ordered, besides the already expansion which was going on. So I see opportunity for us over there.
Got it. Got it. And sir, what happened to that Mongol project? Because that again, I think many API fields had been were in talks for the Mongol project.
Yes.
And
Yes.
what
Yes.
is the status for that?
Yes. I think for that, Feroz, I would like you to answer the question, please.
So in Mongol, we have supplied around 118 seals and 53 are under executions.
118, you are saying, right?
Yes, 118 seals are for the Mongol project, and this would now get supplied. I'm very optimistic that by the year end, the pumps fitted with Sealmatic mechanical seals would be on their way to Mongol. Though we don't like the month of December in Mongol because that would be minus 34 degrees Celsius, but then still, it's an opportunity for us.
No, got it. And I guess the commissioning is, of course, you can't comment on that because it will take. Yeah. And last question, maybe just so this you mentioned the number around the Middle East, which is around 1,000, but beyond Middle East, just on the API seals, then we let's leave the nuclear business for now. What is the number in India, Mongol, and other regions combined?
Mongol, I mentioned that it is 109 seals. In India, we have quite a considerable number of API and non-API seals supplied via OEMs because we work via OEMs only. We don't directly go to the end user for the first fit. So once our seals get supplied as a first fit to end user, then we start interacting. So our seals are being installed as we speak at IOCL Panipat, IOCL Mathura, Barauni, Big Boy, and also the Talcher fertilizer and host of other applications where our seals are getting commissioned as we speak.
Got it. So outside maybe Middle East, it's fair to assume it might be another 20, maybe 30, 40% more beyond that 900 number.
Same, I would say, I would be happy to say that there would be approximately 300 seals in India.
Got it. Got it, sir. And in general, sir, the value of seals in India projects and the Middle East projects, I mean, while they are all API critical seals, do you think that in Middle East, even for the replacement business, we'll be able to get more revenue or the or in general the quality of the seal is different or better or can sort of generate more revenue?
Irrespective of the geography, the quality of the seal remains constant. The realization is higher in the Middle East because of the price level that exists in the Middle East. Typically, it has been, you know, historically, that the prices in the Middle East are the highest in the world for our products. So what we would supply at 1x in India, it would be 1.25 in the Middle East.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much, sir. That's it from my side.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Deepak Poddar with Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Hey, I'm audible, sir.
Yes.
Yeah, so just wanted to understand what sort of revenue growth outlook we have for FY27?
We expect to grow by 15% this year.
15%?
Yes.
And then what margins?
The margins would be better this year. I think this is the benefit for all listeners. Probably your...
Better in the sense, I mean, last year I think it was 17%, right? FY26 as a whole.
Yes, because why I'm saying better, because last year we participated in... maybe your... Are you on the speakerphone, sir?
No, I'm not on speaker, yeah.
Because there's an echo coming from your side. Are you there, Mr. Poddar?
Yes, speaker, please go ahead.
Mr. Poddar, are you there?
Yes, I'm there. So you said EBITDA margin would be better, right? Would we want to go back to our previous margin? I mean, we used to do 22 to 24% kind of EBITDA margin, right?
Yeah, I would like to give a reason for that. Because last year we participated in 14 international exhibitions, and that cost itself was approximately 5 crores. So our purpose of participating in international exhibitions has now been achieved by way of getting ourselves approved by various EPCs, end users and OEMs. So we want to taper down on that participation. So this year in FY27, we would be only participating in 5 exhibitions. So 10 exhibitions, if you remove them, that itself will save us approximately 3.5 or 4 crores. And also last year, we invested approximately 8 crores, which was below cost of raw material to supply API seals, and which was the highest so far. So even that would taper down. And I'm very confident that we will be achieving 23 or 24% of EBITDA FY27. And also, end user business, if you look at our data, end user business is still not kicked in the way we expected it to kick in for this year because of the geopolitical situation, but that will all come in and will improve our EBITDA.
Spend in what? I missed that. I mean, it was spent in which area?
I'm sorry, I didn't get the question.
So 8 crores that you mentioned was spent. So it was spent where? I missed that.
On the API seal, because on the API seal, normally you have to compete, and most of the times you're supplying below cost of raw material.
Okay, I got it. And it would taper off in FY27, right? I mean, it would reduce.
It will taper off, not that it will, you know, totally go away, but we can taper it off and we'll, you know, select that we will do an X number of API seals for every year. So last year, our API seals, both for OEMs in India and OEMs abroad, were approximately 322 seals and 300 more seals for Middle East market. Yes. So this year, we would be, you know, going for say approximately 300 or 350 seals, for which we have already, you know, quoted. And this would come up for finalization during the year. So that also would reduce our cost of goods.
Yeah, got it, sir. I think that would be it from my side. Would like to wish you all the best. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Sumit Anand, an individual investor. Please go ahead. Mr. Anand, please go ahead with the question. Mr. Anand, please unmute yourself and go ahead with the question. Since there is no reply from the line of Mr. Anand, we'll move to the next participant. That is Poti Reddy, Srinivasa Reddy, with Srinivasa Neo Markets. Please go ahead.
Sir, just a couple of questions on cash flow, sir. Sir, am I audible?
Yes, please.
Sir, one quick point on cash conversion, sir. Inventory rose to about 62 crores and operating cash flow stayed negative again this year, sir. Is this a deliberate stocking ahead of the FY27 replacement demand or delayed shipments involved, sir?
There are a couple of reasons attached to this. The number one is that there was a delay in execution because of this geopolitical situation. The items which had to be supplied got delayed. And secondly, because of this uncertain situation where rare earth material injunctions were applied by China and we had to stop certain items so that we wouldn't face challenges in executing the orders that we already have in our hands. So the inventory has gone up for that reason.
Okay, sir. When do we see operating cash flow turning positive again, sir? Can we see in FY27?
FY27, it would start, you know, sprouting. But I would be happy to say FY28 would be a better period for us to judge the cash flow.
Okay, sir. So just one last question, sir. Sir, yes. I understand, like, you know, specifics are sensitive. But our current order book is higher, similar or lower than the same period last year, sir?
It is better than the last year. If we talk about the period-to-period comparison, say June 2026 and June 2025, we are better off this year.
Okay, sir. That's all from us, sir. Thank you. Thank you very much, sir.
Welcome.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Tejas Shirodkar with BOM Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, most of my questions are answered. Just wanted to understand questions on the industry. I just wanted to understand, apart from Middle East, because obviously there's disruptions over there, how much delay do you see the end customer is doing for your products? Like how, for example, like how much are they delaying because of all of this Iran war tension? Can you quantify that? Like,
if you ask me, as of today, we are delayed by 7 months.
Okay, all delayed by 7 months. So all the projects are pushed.
So, but that still is not surprising and interesting for us, and also good for us that the activity, the intensity of the activity of new projects being envisaged in the Middle East are still continuing. So, nothing is affected for the new projects which they are envisaging for the coming 5 years of implementation. So, their plan to enhance and to improve their oil and gas capacities, especially we see a lot of action in Abu Dhabi, a lot of action in Saudi Arabia, in Qatar especially, there's a lot of action. So that activity is still continuing while there are delays for execution, but that still has not stopped the confidence of the companies who are investing money over there. So that's a good sign.
Understood. So, just wanted to clarify, the 7 months is for overall or just particular to Middle East?
Our major focus at the moment is Middle East, because the spot of activity happening over there is the highest, because there is no new oil and gas or refinery or any kind of petrochemical plant being put up of that magnitude and size anywhere in the world. So that's our major focus, and the other focus, number two, is India for us.
for our kind of business.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. That's it from my end.
You're welcome.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Sumit Anand, an individual investor. Please go ahead. Mr. Anand, please go ahead with the question. Mr. Anand, please unmute yourself and go ahead with the question. Since there is no reply from the line of Mr. Anand, we'll move to the next participant. That is from the line of Trinad, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good evening, everyone. Am I audible, sir?
Yes, please.
Yeah, yeah. So thank you for the brief, and it was really great to know the prospects. My question is, sir, now that, you know, India is also gearing up for a nuclear reactor phase, and also with Sealmatic doing very well, do you see any potential institutional interest in the company, sir, going ahead? Just wanted to know your insights on that. Thank you very much.
Mr. Trinad, I've heard the question, but I've not understood the essence of it. Can you please clarify what the question is?
Sir, my question was that now that the government of India is also pushing for nuclear reactors by 2032 and everything, and Sealmatic is also gaining attention both in India and also abroad, you know, especially with the kind of certifications and standards that you have got. So I just wanted to know if there is any institutional interest coming or if there are any talks going on, or if there is anything happening in the industry, people watching Sealmatic with interest. So just wanted to know about your thoughts on that, sir. Thank you.
I don't know how to answer this. But we are under a spotlight, and there has been a lot of attention from the industry in Sealmatic. It's a unique company. I don't want to blow my own trumpet over here, but it's a unique company. What we have built over here is something which is unparalleled for the size of the company that we are. Of course, there are bigger companies than us, the conglomerates, but leaving them on the side, as we call them, as the three big boys. But in the tier two, we are the largest, and we are the most renowned player, not only in India, but globally. So yes, there is a lot of interest. There's a lot of attention coming from the industry, from, you know, institutional companies and the likes. Mr. Trinad?
Trinad, I don't
know. Yeah, I got it, sir. Yeah, yeah. Thank you very much, and I hope we go on to become one of the world's leading companies in the coming days, sir. Maybe take on the John Cranes or the Eagle Bergmans. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Parth, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Sir, we increased in last 6 months the API sales supplied from 492 to now 900 plus, so it's like almost double. So that's fantastic in a way. And going forward as well, like in just terms, in terms of the orders, like not the supplied one, I understand some 250 is yet to be supplied. But this 900 number, what do you think, what's our target internally for the next fiscal?
See, on a thumb rule basis, if you talk purely as a seal company, and which only comes from experience, so I can, you know, give a thumb rule, then this, you know, the 700 seals supplied so far, and it's just a thumb rule, you know, just as a lay thumb rule, I would say if you put a tag of $10,000 per seal, and these are 700 seals, so we are talking about $7 million business,
yeah,
from this supplied seals.
Yeah. So my question was not in terms of that. My question was, like next year, this number, which is 900 right now, will go to 1800, 1600. What's your target for that?
Oh, next year, say 900 we expect to add for FY 2027, say about 300 seals more on the API.
Okay. Sir, if I may ask, why is it less versus FY 2026? Because in FY 2026 you added a lot. It's comparatively less in FY 2027?
Because the projects got delayed and there's a, you know, finalization stage.
Okay.
On a slower end at the moment. This will all come because if you look at the number of quotations that we have submitted to our OEMs in Europe mainly and in India, we are confident of getting 300 seals, additional 300 seals. We would be happy to take more. At the same time, we also have to be mindful and careful. If you take too many of these API seals, you are going to erode your margins. You know, it's a kind of a catch-22 situation. Though as a pure, you know, sales and marketing person, I would like to take as much as possible. If I take too much, that will also affect our cash flow over here.
Got it. Next year maybe 300, and after that, I think, next year your cash flow also begins from the aftermarket business.
Yes.
It increases after that.
That will allow us to subsidize, more, you know, more sales for the OEMs.
Got it. That number is 300 next year, but we can expect it to increase a lot going forward in the future.
Yes.
Got it. Last question, you mentioned $10,000. Sir, in the last con call, I think you had mentioned $7,000. What
Because these are a configuration of single seals and double seals. I've just took an average. Say a single seal would be for, say, very conservative would be $7,000, and a double seal would be, say, $12,000-$14,000. If you take an average, I'm very confident that $10,000 is a figure which will be, you know, surpassed.
Got it. Even in the double seal also counts as one, right?
Yes.
Basically 900.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Got it.
In the design we call it double seal, yeah.
Got it. No, thank you, sir. Thank you for the clarification, and thank you for answering my question. All the best.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Sanyam Shah with Solidarity Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible, sir?
Yes, please.
Yeah. Thank you for the detailed opening remarks. That was very helpful. On my question, sir, we started this API seals business 3-4 years back. The delay in commissioning, the 7-month delay that we are seeing, that should primarily be for the seals that we have supplied this year, right?
Yeah, please continue.
Is my understanding correct on this?
Yeah. Let me hear the whole question, then I'll be able to. Yeah.
Okay. Does this mean that we should see the replacement revenue of the seal that we have supplied previously, at least that should kick in from FY 2027, or should that get delayed as well?
No, when we say we started our journey in the API business 3 years back, so 3 years back we started getting orders from the OEMs, and the execution takes about 8-9 months. Once we supply the seals to the OEM will take another 5-6 months to supply it to the site of the end user. If you really ask me, I think there's not much delay happening over there for the seals that we supplied here in India, especially for ISL Panipat and Mathura and Barauni and Big Boy. They're all, you know, under various stages of commissioning. Because when we say we are commissioning our seals, it involves a lot of civil and mechanical work. It's the whole site, and the gamut of work is humongous. Sometimes the delays are not because of the OEM. The delay can be by an ancillary contractor who's doing the piping or who's doing the boiler or who's doing the erection of any other equipment over there. You know, imagining a large site of a refinery or oil gas where 10,000 people work at the same time simultaneously. I feel as an industry person who has spent so many years, I think we are on track for the installation and commissioning. When you ask about FY 2027, it would start kicking in. If you ask me the numbers, I will not be able to comment on those numbers till we don't really get the ground picture from the sites.
Okay, okay, understood. So nothing on the numbers, I understand that, but the quantum of the sale that should come, that should primarily or on a bigger part should come in FY28 and beyond that years.
Yes.
Okay, understood. And sir, one thing which we didn't discuss was any new update on the other verticals like defense, marine or power. I think you mentioned something on the power side in your opening remarks. If you could please repeat that, that would be helpful.
Defense and marine still, marine, when we talk about defense, it includes marine because our area of expertise is for naval ships. So when I say defense, defense and marine is same for us. So that's okay. Happening. And any construction of a ship takes about 8-9 years. So we are interacting with the Ministry of Defense, Indian Navy on a regular basis, and we are participating in their various projects for submarines, for other naval ships, for development of critical seals which are being imported, they want to indigenize. So there are host of other activities, but it is bureaucratic, it takes its own time. But our focus is still there and we are committed in delivering products to the Indian Navy. Now coming to power, which is primarily the 660 megawatts and the 800 megawatts on the thermal side. And on the nuclear side, the biggest agency involved is the Nuclear Power Corporation. Then there are contractors like L&T and host of other companies which are doing the execution. So we are very much there. We are approved. We are the only company in India as a mechanical steel company which has got the ISO 19443. So we are very well placed and there's a lot of activity happening. But if you ask me about the results coming in, it would take time because the nature of this industry is slow moving. But the potential is there.
Okay, understood. That's all from my side. Thank you and all the best.
You're welcome.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Sumit Anand, an individual investor. Please go ahead. Mr. Anand, please go ahead with the question. Mr. Anand, please unmute yourself and go ahead with the question. Since there is no reply from the line of Mr. Anand, we'll move to the next participant. That is on the line of Lokesh with ABC. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. I just want to ask about the business traction in Russia. Given the ongoing US and European sanction on Russia, do you see any business opportunity for Steelmatic in the Russian market as three big players are not supplying to the Russia as on the news?
Mr. Lokesh, I think you missed the previous earnings calls. I think Russia has been a good market for us. With the sanctions coming in from USA on Russia, all the Western companies which were established in the Russian market have all, left the Russian market, and it has created a space for companies like us. So the market is good for us. Russia has been an incredible market.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for the answer.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Once again, a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Parth, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
So the dollar appreciation in general should help you, right? Or do you do any kind of hedging?
No, we don't do any kind of hedging. In fact, it works both ways because your realization also goes up, but at the same time, your imports also get hit. So,
for the replacement business, since it's an 80% gross margin business, I think over there it should then end up helping, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Any appreciation in a dollar realization would give us more revenue.
Got it. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Once again, a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Rajesh Iyer, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks for the opportunity. So my question is, now that we are seeing a good traction in the company in terms of growth and the opportunities are opening up in various sectors and markets, and it's becoming a proven supplier, do you see any need of additional capital infusion, or will the current capital sector support all the growth that you research?
I'm sorry, Mr. Iyer. I think the line was not very clear. I'm extremely sorry. Could you please repeat your question?
No problem. Yeah, I will repeat. So the question is that since we are seeing a lot of growth in this sector and industry, as you mentioned, including refineries, defense, and power, and so many other sectors, and you've given a roadmap of you know, how things will pan out over the next couple of years or more, do you see any need of additional capital infusion in the company for supporting all of this growth, or it will still be through all the internal generation?
I don't know how to answer this, but I can, you know, say that if we are going for more API infusion, API seed infusion, and if you're going to subsidize and take many orders, at that time we may need capital infusion, either by creating debt or by some other means.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Sumit Anand, an individual investor. Please go ahead. Mr. Anand, please go ahead with the question. Mr. Anand, please unmute yourself and go ahead with the question. Since there is no reply from the line of Mr. Anand, we'll move to the next participant. That is Sanyam Shah with Solidarity Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi. Thank you for the follow-up. Sir, with the recent Middle East wars happening, has it impacted any of our expansion plans in those regions? We planned to put some service centers in Oman, Kuwait, etc.
No, our plans have not got impacted, and we are still very much committed to our journey in the Middle East.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Once again, a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions, we have reached the end of question and answer session. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Umar A.K. Balwa, Managing Director of Sealmatic India Limited, for closing comments.
Thank you so much, Renju. I see more than 50 participants. I thank everybody for taking out their valuable time and attending this earnings call and also asking interesting questions. And while answering those questions, it also brings out a lot of conviction. We are confident that Sealmatic is on the right path, and Sealmatic will have a glorious journey as we move forward, thus making Sealmatic as one of the leading companies, not only in India, but globally as well. So I thank you all for your attention, and I look forward to seeing you all on our next earnings call. Thank you so very much.
Thank you. On behalf of Sealmatic India Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.